The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Soited Aflam and Haman Beis. Halfway down the Amatan and Rabbanon, Ketzad Kosvu Yisrael Asatayra. The word brings a braisa about Ksivas Devei Taira on the Avonim, the Rolling Eretz Yisrael. So we'll talk a little bit about the Indian of Ksivas Devei Taira. Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Haim Simin Mem Zayin Sif Dalet brings a halacha from the Ogur Hamahara B'divrei Torah Ein Eitzarach L'Varich. The halacha B'Rechusa Torah that if a person is only Maharar, he doesn't speak out the Divrei Torah, just in his mind. So the Sefer Ogur says, and the Mechaber is Ma'itikit, the halacha, that it does not need B'Rechusa Torah. That's what the Mechaber says over here. Now, earlier in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siv Gimel, the Mechaber says, HaKoysev B'Divrei Torah, if a person is writing Divrei Torah, Apopish Ein Ekoira, even though he's not speaking it out, B'Peh, Tzorach L'Varach, Ksivas Divrei Torah needs B'Rechus HaTorah. So there are several problems over here. First of all, it would seem that these two Pesachim are a stira, because what's the Indian of Ksiva? Where's the Torah in Ksiva? L'chaira Ksiva is not a mice of Liman HaTorah. These two Eifanim of Liman HaTorah. There's Liman HaTorah B'Machshava B'Hirah, and then there's Liman HaTorah B'Peh. So if the halacha is that Liman HaTorah needs to be B'Peh, right? It's a different madrega of Liman HaTorah. You find different places that a person is supposed to be Moitzi the Divrei Torah Mipiv. Right, like the Gemara says, and I think in Erevin, Atzirki L'Moitzeim El L'Moitziyehim B'Peh. A person is supposed to speak out the Divrei Torah B'Peh. Okay, so that's a madrega that's higher, that's a mechayev B'Rechus HaTorah more so than Hirah. But Ksiva L'Chayra, if he's not being Kayre, like the Shulchan Aruch says, so that's simply Hirah. So Ma'itin and Ma'yosef that he's writing the Divrei Torah, L'Chayra, that's Al Hirah. So how could, and at the same time, you tell me Hirah does not need a bracha, and Ksiva does need a bracha. L'Chayra doesn't stem. Nachreinim, Taz, and other Nachreinim, is this Kasha, the Shkanaya Kasha. Okay. Now, let's just point out that in the Rishayim, there's no Kasha. Because these two halachas come from two different Makairas. The halacha that you don't make a bracha on here that we mentioned, that's the Ogur. The halacha that you make a bracha on Ksiva, that's from the Avudram, both of which are brought in the Bisyasev. So it could be that the Ogur would say that Ksiva does not need a bracha. It could be the Avudram would say that Ksiva needs a bracha and here also needs a bracha. It's not, there's no steer, there's no kash in the Rishonim, it could be a machlekes. But the Shulchan Aruch, L'chayim, Mezakah, Shtar, L'Betrei, that's where the problem arises. Okay, that's the first kasha. The second kasha is posh pshat in the Ogur that says there's no Berchus HaTorah B'Hirah. L'chayra ha-pshita that there's a mitzvah, is a key in mitzvah Talmud Torah B'Hirah. Right, that's posh. Maybe even the Iker mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to be Amal B'Torah and Davik B'Torah, which is of course B'mayach, B'machshavo, B'Lev, not B'Peh. There is an element of B'Peh like we mentioned before. There's an Indian of Girsa, of being Geiris, the Mishnah, the Gemara, but then a person has to think about it, to absorb it, to be koilet, to the Divrei Torah. And avada, that's b'machshavo. So that's not mitzvah Talmud Torah? That's the mitzvah. The Goyin Taka, in the Bir HaGro, over here, Taka asks that it's a mitzvah Talmud Torah B'Hirah. He proves it from the Pasuk that says, V'hagisa b'yoyim v'layla. And he says, V'hagisa, he goyin, is believe, like it says in the Pasuk, Yiyu l'rotzein imreifi v'hegyoin libi l'fanecha. Right? Hegyoin libi. He goyin is believe. As they affect him goyin. So the goyin talk argues and he says that Hirah does need Berchus HaTorah. But how could we understand the Shita of the Ogur and the Shulchan Aruch? So there's an Ish Masadim over here. He says a few things about it. So one of the things he says is that Emes Taka Hegyoin Libi is believe. But he says Stam He Goyin is Bepeh. And the Chayim can't sush down, and I don't think he brings this, but you could tell to the Gemara says, "Hoyge es Hashem ba'is Yosef." If a person says the Shem Hashem the way it's written, so it's an Isser, you know how to do it. But it's called "Hoyge es Hashem." That means "Hoyge" is a lashon of speaking. So that's what the Chayim is saying over here, that he goyin without leiv, the hagisa boy is a lashon of speaking. That's what the Chayyadim says here in the Nishma Sadam. L'chayr it's duch nachal tshver, because the implication of what he's saying is that ene chanamik, there's taka no mitzvah Talmud Torah, b'machshavo. The mitzvah is taka only b'peh. Is that David Tamua, like the Goyin is saying? That really, the mitzvah Talmud Torah is only speaking, so a person shouldn't stop and think about what he learns. He should just keep on reading, reading, reading. Because every time you stop to think about what you learned, it's Bittul Torah. That's not emes. Mesamed chayodim didn't mean that either. Right, so then what then does he mean? So it's not so clear. Okay, so it would seem that we can be miyash of the agur differently. If you look in the lashon of the agur, the agur, his basis for this din over here is, he says, because here lav kedibur. He says, because the halachit is a sugi in brachas. If a person is a mahar kriyishma, the mashal, if he's here, it's a kriyishma. It talks by a balkeri, if he's allowed to, if he could be mekayim the mitzvah of kriyishma. By here, when he's not allowed to say the words, so there's a sugi of here, kedibur, here, lav kedibur. So the agur, we pass in here, lav kedibur. However, the agur likes to, another few words, he says, here, lav kedibur, le'inyan brachas. He says that le'inyan brachas, presumably he means, le'gavi brachas atayra, it's not considered here. It's not considered, I'm sorry, here is not considered a dibur. L'chayr is tarz biyar. What does he mean to say with that? We're not learning Hilchos Brachos now. We're learning Hilchos Talmud Torah. We need to know, is this Talmud Torah or is it not Talmud Torah? Is this a mitzvah of Talmud Torah or not? So you should say, here alaf kadibur le'inyan Torah. Le'inyan mitzvah Talmud Torah. He says something about Brachos. What's the pshat in the Ogre? The Teretz is Pashat. The Ogre never meant to say that Machshava, here about Divrei Torah, is not the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Of course it's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, like we said. That's the way you have to learn. You have to read and then stop and think about it. What is the Ogre saying? He's talking about Bracha. He's saying that there are halachas of Brichas HaMitzvah. A Brichas HaMitzvah is not said on every mitzvah. There are different types of mitzvahs. So Zokta Ogur, that on Hirur, when a mitzvah is Niskayim, the Hirur, there's no bracha on such a mitzvah. Like you tag a find in other places. All the mitzvahs of Hirur don't have brachas. Lamashal, Bitul Chametz is Be'ikr. The Pesachim speak this out. That since it's Be'ikr Be'hirur, even though we speak out Kol Chamira, but the Ikr mitzvah is the Bitul Belev, so there's no bracha. Lamashal, all the mitzvahs of Emunah. According to many Rishonim, it's a mitzvah Seder Eisa. It's the first mitzvah in the Rambam, it's every mitzvahs. Emuna. Why is there no bracha on Emuna? So, right, there's no bracha on mitzvah Shebelev. That's the klal in mitzvahs. In Birch HaMitzvah. Birch HaMitzvah is only on a mitzvah Shebedibur or Shebeguf. To give it a little bit of hezber, we can like to what the Ritva says in Pesachim Daf Zayin Amud Beis. He says, "Tamze sha'amru chazal l'varich al mitzvahs oivel asiyasin." He says, "The reason why brichas mitzvahs before the mitzvah, he says, kadesh yiskadesh tchila bebracha, so a person should have the kedusha through the bracha, v'yigala v'yodia shu oisa oisa mipnei mitzvahs Hashem yisbarach, to be megala that the mitzvah you're about to do is a mitzvahs Hashem, v'oid ki habrachas me'avoidus hanefesh." He says, because a mitzvah is a ma'aseh shebeguf, and a bracha is the nefesh, machshava. So first you do machshava, then you do the guf. Okay. Akopana, but the Ritva is explaining the concept of a bracha is to like to the kayach of the machshava into a mitzvah that's a ma'aseh. Aibazoi, it could be that's the Pashut Pshat, why there's no bracha on a mitzvah that's called Kulig Machshava. The whole point of the bracha is to inject Machshava into a Maisa. Here the mitzvah is the Machshava alone. You don't need to inject the Machshava. If anything, you should inject the Maisa, but there's no such thing, obviously. So Mamela, Zokter Ritva, the bracha has to come first, because the bracha is the Machshava. Machshava comes before the Maisa. Okay. Akopanim, Aibazoi, Kevin Fashtein, the halacha of the Ogre, that there's no bracha on here but the Vitaira. Because he's no bracha on Hirur. But he has to go out of his way and say that Hirur lav kedibur, because if Hirur would be kedibur, then you would say the Hirur itself is like a dibur, if it has a loch of a dibur, so then it needs a bracha like every dibur, like the retire that's bedibur. So he says, no, we pask in that le'inyan bracha, not le'inyan the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, le'inyan bracha, we do not consider the limud ha'tayr of the Hirur as a ma'isa of limud ha'tayr of the dibur. So memela, there's no bracha. Sorry, that would be the pshat in the ogre. So now we can be miyash of the steer in the mechaber. The mechaber paskins that even though there's no bracha on here, there is a bracha on ksiva. Why? Not because ksiva is any greater mitzvah Talmud Torah than here. In fact, even dibur is not a greater mitzvah Talmud Torah than here. Talmud Torah is miskayim 100% b'hirur. Norvas and hilchos brachas and hilchos brachas hamitzvah, the brachas Torah, is not said unless there's a maisa. Okay, so normal. Here, there's no ma'isa. Over here, if you're writing the Divrei Torah, that's a ma'isa. That's a chelik of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's not a different kind of a mitzvah Talmud Torah. We asked before, it's not a greater mitzvah. It's not greater, it's not different. But you're just, your Talmud Torah, Shtal Tzachai, is also b'maisa. If there's a maisa, if part of the mitzvah is b'maisa, whether it's a dibur, so I'm speaking after the Beit Torah, or it's a maisa of ksiva, that is mechayev, the bracha. So Mamela, Zakta Mechaber, that the Ogur and the Avodram, there's no machlokes. Even though there's no bracha on here, but by ksiva there is a bracha. That would seem to be Yishuv on the Mechaber. Just like to one more vart, the Yerushalmi says, beginning of Perek Vav Brachas, Uminayin Shekol HaMitzvah is Tuvon is a bracha. Yerushalmi says, how do you know that the mitzvahs need a bracha? Reb Tanchuma, Reb Abba, Barkana, B'Shem, Reb Loza, he brings a pasuk, Ve'etnu L'chas Luchay Sa'evan, pasuk in the end of Parshat Mishpatim, Ha'evan, HaTorah V'HaMitzvah. Hegish Torah L'Mitzvah. There's a Hegish of Torah to Mitzvah. Ma Torah to Una Bracha, Af Mitzvah is Tuvon is a bracha. Just like Torah needs a bracha, that's Bracha Torah, so too mitzvahs need a bracha. Now, stop a second over here. What is Yerushalmi saying? L'chayra, Bracha Torah needs a bracha because it's a mitzvah. So you see in Yerushalmi now like that Bracha Torah is not nachas the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. This that Torah needs a bracha was said before the din of Bracha HaMitzvah. Adarabba, the whole din of Bracha HaMitzvah, the land tzuchai is fun Bracha Torah. And in the Sefer Paradis HaGadol from Rashi, similar Lamentes, this is a similar lashon. Bichas Torah avhu l'chol habrachas, shemimenu lamadnu bracha l'chol hamitzvahs. That bichas hamitzvahs gufu l'ayin tzuchfun bichas Torah. So what do you see from here? That the bracha on Torah is not mitzad the mitzvahs Talmud Torah. It's mitzad the etzem divrei Torah. That divrei Torah gets a bracha before it. Yiduah from Reb Chaim, the Beskrov in the Sefer, I think Ilchus Brachas, brings b'shem Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim said, to explain a different halacha, but he said that Birchas HaTorah is not a bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it's a bracha on the chefs of Divrei Torah. And he doesn't bring a marker for it, as far as I recall. He certainly doesn't bring this marker. But this is a gewaldig marker for what Reb Chaim says. Is what the Yerushalmi says, that you see that the bracha on Torah is not machas mitzvah. Adar, but Birchas HaMitzvah learns to chfun Birchas HaTorah. Divrei Torah alayin need a bracha. Like the Gemara Takadashans, Kishem Hashem Ekro, Havu Goydel Lelikenu. Kishem Hashem Ekro means, when I say Divrei Torah, Havu Goydel, you should be Meshabeach, like the Ramban says in Sefer HaMitzvahs, that it's a Birchas HaShevach, Vahido, that when a person learns Divrei Torah, you should be Makdim, the Shevach, Vahido, on the Divrei Torah, that's Birchas HaTorah. Now what does it say in that pasuk? It says, Kishem Hashem Ekro. Ekro, what is Ekro? Ekra is a kriya. That means that it's a maisa. It's not just a machshava. So even if you'll disagree with what we said before about Birchas HaMitzvah, that it's not necessarily on maisa, maybe there also would apply on a machshava, but a Birchas HaTorah, it doesn't apply, because Birchas HaTorah is not mitzad Birchas HaMitzvah. It's mitzad the Torah needs a bracha. Velcha Torah. The Torah of Kishem Hashem Ekra. So it needs to be a kriya. If it's not a kriya, if it's not a maisa, there's no bracha. So then we'll go to the next point and say, whether the maisa is the kriya, the dibur, or a maisa of ksiva is also chashav a maisa like kriya. And if you look at the Nishmas Adam, one of the nukudas he says is very similar, at least in part, to what we just said.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.